Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. We all have decisions to make, some quite minor, some really significant. Sometimes there appear to be a lot of options. Sometimes there don't appear to be any, or at least any good ones. But this week on Morning Prayer, we've seen examples from the Bible that show how we can align ourselves with the power of good we associate with God and make good decisions that benefit us and others. The Bible can be very explicit about this. For instance, the prophet Isaiah said, "Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way. Walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left." We can rely on this guidance when there are decisions to be made. Like the examples we saw this week, we can count on having the inspiration and compassionate understanding we need to make good decisions. Isaiah also talks about the ability to refuse the evil and choose the good. That's an ability we all have, although it's not really a personal ability. Instead, it's impelled by the power of good that we commonly call God. This good is active in our thoughts and in our lives. Yes, human will and the standard human ways of thinking about and doing things try to sneak in and lead us in other directions. But if we're really wanting to make the best decisions, we'll hear that inner voice telling us what way to take and how to refuse the evil and choose the good. May we all make good decisions that benefit everyone. Amen.